Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin joining us today. Of course, that group is entirely focused on what's happening with Wisconsin's dairy industry, our cheese consumption, what's going on with all of our dairy products. And it's funded, of course, by the hardworking dairy farm families across the state. Joining us today to give you some insights into what's happening with consumption, especially on our Wisconsin cheese, is Mike Edge. He's the Senior Regional Marketing Director for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and he's the one that's got a pulse on what's going on with retail and e-commerce sales, specifically relative to Wisconsin cheese. Mike, you know, at the outset, you and I were talking about this being the time of the year when Wisconsin really tees up all of our great cheese stories for retail sales as we get closer to the holidays. How's it been going? Give me a little sense of what's been hot and what's not necessarily been real attractive in your marketplace.
Well, thanks for having me, Pam. I really appreciate it. And thanks for teeing it up for me. I mean, we're really excited. Obviously, it's already October. We're getting ready for the holidays, which is obviously the most relevant time for specialty cheese in retail and e-commerce. And we've been selling in our holiday programs, what we're calling our shopper program, The More the Merrier, which is with our retail partners around the country is something that we're qualifying as an omni-channel shopper program. Which, what is omni-channel? What is shopper programs, right? It's including as many tactics and strategies you can, all bundled into one for our retail partners, which includes, you know, promoting our Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge within those retailers' print ads, including point of purchase at the consumer point of purchase at store level. It's including demos and events at store level. It's including the social and digital media opportunities, as well as e-commerce, which is a bucket in that I'll speak to a little bit further down the line. But coming out of what was a fantastic and successful May American Cheese Month Wonders of Wisconsin shopper program, and through the summer where we've been selling our holiday, the More the Merrier shopper program, for the past 3-4 months now, and we're really teed up and ready to go. We have 60 retail partners around the country participating, which qualifies for over 1,500 stores nationwide, and we're really just doing what we do to help, you know, spread the brand awareness, spread the brand affinity for Proudly Wisconsin Cheese, obviously stretching that dollar for our farmers is, at the end of the day, getting trial of Wisconsin cheese and more distribution on behalf of our Wisconsin cheese companies that are participating.
You know, Mike, let's pause for just a moment. That's a lot of different moving parts that you've got going on. Tell me a little bit about your team. How many people are helping you carry out the More the Merrier campaign and all the rest of the supporting stories that go along with it?
Sure. Good question. I mean, where do I start, right? Our branch is both, we're channel programs. So me being the senior regional marketing director, I'm located in the Philadelphia area. I cover everything from Maine to Virginia. I have counterparts and colleagues that are on my team under Rich Mendy, our vice president of channel programs in Florida, Texas, Seattle, in the Midwest. We have someone, Don, who handles Wisconsin itself, and Danny's handling the Midwest. So there's six of us. And we also have Rick, who handles all of our food service. But then there's really the brains behind it with our channel programs and MarCom team, building the creative assets that we use at retail. Michelle Trowbridge, who really is our marketing director, who's building those presentations for us, building those assets to deliver for retail, but also working with our dairy company communications team led by Kirk and team, who are my counterparts that talk directly to the cheese companies, letting them know, hey, this is what's happening at retail with the channel programs team. This is what's happening. Here are new items coming out. So it's a holistic effort, honestly, of our dairy communications team, our channel programs team, our marketing communications team, all coming together to deliver a shopper program like the More the Merrier to execute at retail and at food service. So it's truly a holistic, all-in organizational push for the holidays. Like I said, it's one of our biggest times of the year for our cheese companies, for our farmers, for our team. And we really try to drive that forward. Like I said, we've been selling this program in for about 3 months now, and we're really excited about the traction we got on a national level. Like I said, 60 retailers, 1,500 plus stores nationwide, ranging from big box retail like Kroger and Albertsons to smaller influencer accounts that we, you know, 50 stores and under, something like Primogenation in downtown Madison, to DeBruno Brothers out in Philadelphia with 6 units, to others all over the country. Really, we're touching 45 states total. So it's really a big deal for us to get that awareness of our Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge out there. And obviously with that 90-90 rule, which we mentioned, 90% of the Wisconsin cheese of milk made in Wisconsin is made into cheese, and 90% of that is shipped outside of the state of Wisconsin. So it's a big deal for us to get in front of our retail partners and execute this shopper program on behalf of our cheese companies and our farmers.
Mike Edge is along with us. If you're just joining us, he's a senior regional marketing director. Like he said, he's out in Philadelphia covering a lot of the East Coast. He's a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin team that's getting ready to help unveil the More the Merrier dairy campaign featuring Wisconsin cheese, Wisconsin dairy products. You know, I want to talk just a little bit about consumer shopping patterns going into the holiday season, Mike. Are you hearing anything from your retailers that our dairy farm families and our Wisconsin cheesemakers should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, trends change. Obviously, there's things that you have to innovate or die, right? So a lot of things are changing in the sense of what's happening in brick and mortar and what's happening in e-commerce. And we try to delegate those into two separate buckets in the way we go to market and our strategy for such. At store level, coming out of a pandemic, obviously, for the past 2 years, things that are changing at brick and mortar are demos are coming back, so especially for the holidays. So a lot of these third-party agencies that run the demos for our retail partners are amping back up, and we're able to execute demos at store level for the first time in several years. And when you talk about demos for a category like specialty cheese, it's a big deal. If you can get that specialty cheese, that cheese into a consumer's mouth, it truly changes the purchasing pattern they're going to have at store level. So that's a really big deal on what myself executing at retail, working with my cheese companies, is bringing them opportunities like demos to execute at store level. Obviously, signage in store. A lot of these retail outlets have a clean floor policy. They're more open to utilizing our signage, which means brand awareness, which means brand affinity, which means more purchasing decisions being made around specialty cheese, which is fantastic. And it just amplifies that opportunity, like the More the Merrier Shopper program that we previously discussed. Now, segueing into e-commerce, which we go to the digital side of things, right? Everyone now has a computer, a PC or a Mac, and they're shopping online for the convenience of it. E-commerce is obviously it shot straight up right through the pandemic, almost doubling in a one-year time span. And it went to a $1.8 billion industry, or part of the industry of supermarket chain and grocery in 2021. And now it's already at $1.4 billion year to date in 2022 with the holidays upcoming. So we're going to surpass that $1.8 most likely from 2021. So it's a big piece of the business that we're looking into and executing on. And what I'm bringing to our cheese companies are those digital and e-commerce opportunities. Now, what are those opportunities outside of brick and mortar and store level? It's truly looking for opportunities to get the badge in front of the consumer, the Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, and building what we call digital shelf space. So you have a shelf space at brick and mortar that you actually shop in person. It's the same when you talk about shelf space in an online platform. It's going to that Wisconsin cheese landing page and shopping Wisconsin cheese and boosting those sales as best as possible. And the way we getting more eyes on Wisconsin cheese products and Wisconsin dairy products.
Again, Mike Edge is along with us. And remember, if you want to find out a little bit more about what they're doing, you can pop on over to wisconsindairy.org, find out how these dairy checkoff dollars are driving sales across the United States. And Mike, I want to make sure that our dairy farmers understand this kind of campaign programming pays dividends. You guys were the big winners last year with the Brand Smart Integrated Marketing Award.
That is correct. For the More the Merrier holiday promotion, which we called our first national integrated program, which hit about 4,500 retail locations across 45 states participating in our shopper program, it was a really big deal for our marketing communications team to receive that award. And it shows the execution of the brand, of the awareness of the program, the shopper program, and how we can stretch those farmer checkoff dollars as far as possible. When you talk about 45 states, 4,500 retail locations, it's not just a blip on the screen. So we're really trying to, that was our 2021 success, really leverage that success into a 2022 campaign. And it's become a mainstay with our retail partners. When we come back with, hey, here's the second iteration of the More the Merrier program, it's like, oh yeah, that was an extremely successful shopper program that we ran last year. Now we're kicking off soon. We kick off our 2022 the More the Merrier program in November 15th specifically, and it's going to run through the New Year, January 1 of 2023. roughly a 6-7 week program, and all of our retail partners that we executed against last year, we're taking those and we're trying to extend it. Let's get 50 states this year, right? Set those key performance indicators even higher so we can execute at a higher level. And the probably Wisconsin Cheese badge, the more the merrier badge, it's now known to the consumers both at brick and mortar and online. So it's something that we're really looking to extend and reach and maybe win more awards for. But this National Shopper Program is our Q4, quarter four for Shopper Programs. It's truly our bread and butter and something that we really look forward to executing on behalf of our dairy farmers and our cheese companies.
Keep your eyes open for it, folks. Again, like you said, probably Wisconsin badge, the More the Merrier campaign coming your way beginning in November, not just here, but as he said, across 45 states. 90% of Wisconsin's milk goes into our cheese. 90% of that cheese sold outside the state. And Mike Edge, Senior Regional Marketing Director with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, making sure that those customers that are headed to the grocery store, be it physically in a brick and mortar facility or online, know the story of our Wisconsin dairy and our Wisconsin cheese. Find out yourself. Go to wisconsindairy.org. Brought to you courtesy of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and you hardworking dairy farm families.